Unlocking the Poetry of Trauma. A Study of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Harold Bloom. Chapter 1. Summary of Full Book I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings is a memoir by Maya Angelou that tells the story of her early years growing up in the segregated South. The book explores Angelou's experiences with racism, trauma, and her journey to overcome these obstacles and find her own sense of identity and self-worth. Throughout the book, Angelou's powerful voice and candid storytelling paint a vivid picture of her struggles and triumphs, making it a timeless and impactful work that continues to resonate with readers. Chapter 2. The Meaning of Full Book I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings is a memoir written by Maya Angelou and published in 1969. The book explores Angelou's childhood and early adulthood, focusing on themes such as racism, identity, and resilience. Angelou's powerful storytelling and vivid descriptions make the book a classic of African-American literature. The title is taken from the poem Sympathy by Paul Laurence Dunbar and conveys the idea of oppression and suffering, but also the potential for freedom and hope. The memoir is widely acclaimed for its honesty, courage, and emotional depth, and has had a significant impact on readers around the world. Chapter 3. Full Book I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings Chapters. Chapter 1. The book opens with Maya Angelou recalling her childhood in Stamps, Arkansas, where she lived with her grandmother, Mama, and her disabled uncle, Willie. The family faces racism and poverty, but Maya finds solace in books and the hope of becoming a great writer. Chapter 2. Maya and her brother Bailey are sent to live with their mother in St. Louis. Maya struggles with feelings of abandonment and experiences racism and sexual abuse. She also gains insight into the power dynamics of race and gender. Chapter 3. Maya returns to Stamps after a traumatic incident, feeling betrayed by her mother and disillusioned with the world. She finds solace in the love and support of her grandmother. Chapter 4. Maya is sent to live with her mother again, this time in San Francisco. She deals with the challenges of adolescence, including bullying and self-doubt, but also discovers her love for music and poetry. Chapter 5. Maya becomes pregnant at the age of 16 and gives birth to her son, Guy. She faces the challenges of single motherhood and discrimination, but also experiences moments of joy and connection with her community. Chapter 6. Maya graduates from high school and begins to find her voice as a writer and activist. She navigates the complexities of identity and prejudice and begins to confront her past trauma and pain. Chapter 7. Maya's relationship with her mother becomes strained as she struggles to find her place in the world. She grapples with her sense of self-worth and belonging, but also discovers the power of resilience and self-love. Chapter 8. Maya continues to explore her identity and purpose, finding strength in her family and community. She faces challenges and obstacles, but also discovers the power of love and solidarity in the face of adversity. Chapter 9. Maya reflects on her journey and the lessons she has learned, coming to a deeper understanding of herself and the world around her. She finds hope and resilience in her ability to overcome adversity and find her own voice. Chapter 4. 10 quotes from Full Book I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. 1. The fact that the adult American Negro female emerges a formidable character is often met with amazement, distaste, and even belligerence. 2. There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you. 3. Prejudice is a burden that confuses the past, threatens the future, and renders the present inaccessible. 4. We delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve that beauty. 5. I'm sure that neither of the two people was thinking about what I was going to be one day. And if I dared to think so, my thoughts were cut off by an eerie sense of forbiddenness. 6. Words mean more than what is set down on paper. It takes the human voice to infuse them with deeper meaning. 7. The truth is that I shouldn't have been born. I was born after 9 long months of pregnancy, yet my arrival into this world was an absurd surprise to my mother and father. 8. The caged bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown, but longed for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hill for the caged bird sings of freedom. 9. If growing up is painful for the Southern black girl, Being aware of her displacement is the rust on the razor that threatens the throat. 10. Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away.